J-String is a group that pulls together Jacob Yates, who is a cellist from here in Lexington, who's studying at the Cincinnati Conservatory. And last summer he was working on a production at Ensemble Theater of Cincinnati and hit it off creatively with a woman named Jessica Hendy, who is a Broadway singer from the Cincinnati area who was also in the show. The story they tell me is that one really hot day he brought his cello over to her house because he was living in an apartment without air conditioning and he was sort of worried about it. So he took it over, they pulled it out and started messing around with pop songs like Call Me Maybe and stuff like that, and shot some video of them doing it, and it sort of, as they say these days, went viral on YouTube. And so they've kind of put together a little duo and about an hour and a half show that they're bringing to Natasha's on Sunday night.
So it's one of those things you don't expect to mix well, but does.
Right. I think, you know, they're kind of blazing the trail for cello voice pop duo. I can't think of another combo like that, but maybe there is out there somewhere.
Also this weekend, the UK Dance Ensemble, they're hosting their winter concert.
They are, and this is the second year for UK's new dance minor in the theater department. They had previously had their dance program over in the physical education department, which historically is where a lot of dance programs were located, but they've sort of brought it over into the College of Fine Arts and work a lot with the theater program. The last few musicals and even some of the operas they participated in, Phantom of the Opera, involved the dance program. But this is kind of their concert to put their foot forward and show what they're doing, mainly with modern dance is the primary style that they work with out of the UK Dance Ensemble.
And over at Actors Guild of Lexington, we have actors talking about artists.
We have actors talking about artists. Maybe one of the most interesting things is trying to emulate or recreate a very famous artist. Red is a Tony Award-winning play about Mark Rothko, very well-known abstract expressionist artist. And they one thing that they needed to do to present the play was create paintings that looked like Rothko's, which, I mean, he's a master, and so that's kind of a tall order. But so one of the stories that we have in Weekender today about Red is about Deanna Rigney, the artist who took on the task of trying to recreate some Rothko's for the show.
Rich Copley, thanks for helping us out this morning.
Thank you.